Bang Trouble Land like you haven't heard it before. Mitch Tambo is singing that. It's just released with Reagan, and it's sung in Gamilaray and English, because Mitch is a First Nations Australian. He's a trained social worker. He is an Australian world music artist, and he's with us to tell us something extremely important.
Morning, Mitch.
Yummy, yummy. Good morning.
Hey.
We're probably leaning on the social worker on this one, though, because you've got a lot of involvement there that people may not have known either.
Yeah, look, it's an incredible campaign, a national mental health initiative by the Australian radio industry, as you guys know, and I'm so excited to be a part of it because, you know, it's so important that we open up the conversation and we talk about the power of our voice when speaking up and speaking around mental health awareness.
And as Mitch said, as so we're involved in this, all commercial radio stations around the country are, and we're launching it today being International Day of Happiness. And it's just a wide, nationwide mental health initiative that Mitch is spearheading. But what does it mean for listeners, Mitch?
Yeah, look, I think it's a very simple message, and that is, you know, my voice is my power and your voice is your power, and it's time that we keep breaking the stigma around mental health, you know, in terms of we need to keep it to ourselves and just press on and not talk about it. And really, you know, press the message that it's just time to talk. And, you know, if you're not going through a mental health obstacle, it's likely, you know, someone, you know, in your friendship group or community that is. And we just got to open up that conversation and talk, because what we find is when we don't talk, those, you know, trials that we're going through can feel like mountains, like Mount Everest. But when we open up the conversation, we can realize that, okay, it's not as big as I thought, maybe. And, you know, even raising that awareness, we can find that, oh, wow, you know, they've gone through something that I'm currently facing. Okay, I'm not alone in this.
It's interesting, Mitch, too, you know, when we talk of men's mental health and the constant thing said by, you know, partners is getting them to talk. All right, getting grown men to talk about it. But also what I've noticed in that age group, we're talking young people, is they do talk a lot more. It's generational, isn't it? They're much more open, not all, but they're much more open to talk amongst themselves.
Yeah, it's definitely generational, 100%. I feel like, you know, a decade or so ago, it's a completely different, you know, vibe to what we're currently experiencing now. And I think it's great that we are breaking that pattern, because some, you know, some patterns are meant to be broken, aren't they? So we can reform and create something much better for the next generations to walk upon. So I think it's great. The next generations are speaking out, and, you know, it's time to just, you know, speak out even further, I think, so we can just keep on keeping on, so to speak.
Yeah, because from here on in, you're going to be hearing a lot of stuff on the radio in recorded spots. And I'm assuming you're going to be part of those spots, Mitch, where you'll be doing just that, encouraging people to speak up, speak out, look to their colleagues, their families, their friends, and just keep this conversation going instead of it just being one day a year that we remind ourselves. Just keep it going every day.
Definitely. We've got to keep it going every day. And I mean, while there is kids that are speaking out in, you know, the new generations, it is important to encourage all kids to speak out, though, especially when we're talking about online cyberbullying and things like that. There's so many kids that unfortunately take their lives because, you know, this bullying goes on behind keyboards and kids don't know how to express what they're feeling, what they've just received. And unfortunately, we lose them. So, you know, today, every day, as you said, is such an important day to continue to speak out and make it so normalised that it's okay to say I'm not okay.
No, it's a great initiative. And again, Tanya said, it's every day, but it's also great that we're covering every base, because everyone, you know, it's not selective. Mental health, teens, female, male, whatever. It's good to talk about it.
Yeah, it's called 100%.
This campaign's fantastic. We've got 8 major foundations on board, like Beyond Blue, 13 Yarn, Lifeline, Kids Helpline, Men's Line Australia, the Suicide Callback Service, Open Arms, Support Act. There's so many incredible organisations on board backing this, which is fantastic.
All right, Mitch. Well, it's great to talk with you, and we'll be hearing you on the radio a lot more. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Take care.
There's Mitch Tambo. So today, from today on, you'll be hearing this You're the Voice campaign, and that's basically what it is. It's just commercial radio stations supporting you to speak and reminding you every day to speak out and speak with.
It's so generational, isn't it? Now the kids of the day and the teens of the day know exactly what's going on, don't they? That's good.